SBS Radio.
What would you do if it was a beautiful sunshiny day and you were out and about bushwalking in the Grampians on Gunditjmara country northwest of Melbourne in Victoria? And what if you came across a far-right extremist group wearing balaclavas and chanting white power chant in the bush? How would you feel and what would you do? I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
Oh, it's not something new at all. Neo-Nazi groups have done it for a long time. For example, the now disbanded group Antipodean Resistance used to gather in the Grampians, and it was also picked up by the media, not much, though, in the past. So I think that this time we have seen much more media attention, but this is nothing new.
You just heard there from Matteo Vergani, Senior Lecturer in Sociology at Deakin University and Senior Research Fellow at the Alfred Deakin Institute for Citizenship and Globalisation. And you'll hear more from Matteo later in the podcast. Gary Murray is the executive of the Victorian Traditional Owners Land Justice Group and says racism is alive and well in Australia.
Basically, like most people, no one had ever heard of them. And even though we know that, you know, that the Patriots are out there and all these other fringe groups, we know there's racism alive and well, and some of these young white Australians are jumping up and pretending they're being oppressed and the rest of it and protecting their interests. But the National Socialist Network is a group that I think went up to the Grampians, and you only have to look at their website to see where they're coming from. And I think they need to be investigated by the national security agencies, including ASIO and everyone, because the whole tone of that website I've looked at and the fact that they went up to the Grampians on sacred Gawurd grounds is a bit disturbing. This group needs to be taken serious from the point of view of investigation by the national agencies and see where they're going with it, because all sorts of bad things would come out of it if it's allowed to thrive. I would see, just looking at the website, it looks like it's a reinvention of Nazism, the Hitler movement. That's what it looks like. And I think we all Australians should be concerned about, particularly multicultural groups. Well, local mob include Wadjabolik, Wurrugaya, and the Eastern Maa group, which is basically Japarung. Japarung group is particularly specific to that area, as well as Gunditjmara. They've all got history there and connection and spiritual beliefs there and creation stories come out of there. For example, the Bram Brothers story comes out of there. So, you know, and they're going through a process of reclaiming Gawurd through the native title processes and land justice processes. So, you know, along come these wannabe Nazis who want to terrorise people. Now, just imagine it. The public could imagine that if a group of young Aboriginal kids with their parents and their family and their uncles and aunties were walking along that trail where they were, how terrified they would be and how they would be harassed. And I noticed that publicly a lot of non-Aboriginal people were condemning it and criticising it. And that's Australia today, that these groups, these fringe groups can do that. Just not good enough. And I think the police should have really taken some strong action on these fellas.
Gary Murray wants more action to be taken against far-right extremist groups across Australia, and he wants human rights legislation to be tightened up.
That's what they're doing. They're promoting themselves. They're promoting what they say on their website. And that's the bottom line on it. So if that's the case, we need to break that down. We need to say, all right, what did you do up there? Were you displaying and promoting SWAT stickers from the Nazi era? Were you vilifying, was there any possibility of vilification of black people that might have been in the Grampians as well? We just don't know. So prevention's better than cure. We all know that. We've got to prevent this stuff. And I think the laws have to be toughened up around human rights and racial vilification. We need to start jailing people, just like we do murderers and rapists and everybody else. They need to be jailed because racism hurts people. And it's, you know, spiritually, physically, all that stuff is in play when you let racism breed. And this vilification and discrimination stuff got to stop.
Tougher penalties are needed, says Gary Murray, for all people to enjoy their own human rights.
I think we're at that point, the crossroads, in the sense that the penalties is the part we have to review and look at to enjoy our human rights. How can you enjoy your human rights if you've got these fringe groups running around the countryside vilifying us? We can't enjoy our human rights then. So what's the penalty? Well, you know, you might get pushed into mediation if you agree. You might not. But apart from that, might be a fine down the track. We've got to jail people about this stuff. It's time to jail them, and they can't use this, oh, freedom of speech bullshit. That's not on no more. To excuse themselves from their criminal conduct by racially vilifying other groups that aren't pure white, in this case, this National Socialist group. And I think that's where we've got to really focus on. What have been the penalties over the last 20, 30 years for these sort of incidents?
My next guest is Matteo Vergani, a senior lecturer in sociology at Deakin University and senior research fellow at the Alfred Deakin Institute for Citizenship and Globalisation.
Far-right, neo-Nazi, white supremacist groups have always existed in Australia since, you know, the end of the Second World War, throughout the 50s, 60s. In the past, they were just really a fringe minority with no relevance in the political landscape at all. Honestly, we have observed, though, that during the last 10 years, they have gained prominence. So they have tried to merge with mainstream political movements and issues. So, for example, neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups blended in protests like the protest against the Bendigo Mosque or the Reclaim Australia movement against immigration, in particular against Muslim immigration. So they became slowly more mainstream, or if you want, they tried. They attempted to infiltrate the mainstream discourse and the mainstream political movement. So they have been gaining relevance over time, but they are not something new in the political spectrum, because fringe neo-Nazi groups have always existed in Australia. It's a very evolving landscape, the ideology of these groups. So some of them really believe on supremacy based on race. So they think that white race, whatever it means, because for some groups, you know, white race means only Northern European countries and Southern Europeans are not included. For other groups, everyone who comes from Europe is white. So it really depends on the groups. Others believe more in a more Western values-based ideology. So, for example, more recent neo-Nazis, or if I think about, for example, the Christchurch terrorist, had in his manifesto a more vague idea of defending Western civilization and Western values. So it's really complicated, but yes, let's say that these supremacist or nativist group, if you want to call it this way, are about saying that they are the ones entitled to privilege and not other groups.
Right-wing extremist groups believe they own the land in Australia and overseas countries due to their white supremacy, as Matteo Vergani explains.
I think that they believe, and I'm sure actually, I'm unfortunately reading what they write and listening to what they say, they believe to be the ones entitled to own the land, actually everywhere, but also in Australia, because of a supremacist belief that their race is superior to others. Their ideology is really dangerous on so many point of views. And therefore, look, it's really sensitive about, I think, personally, that even, you know, giving them too much media attention amplifies their message somehow, because they are a really irrelevant political movement in Australia. They are a few people. They can be dangerous. They can be a security threat. We have learned from, you know, past cases that even one person can do horrible damage. So security agencies need to be concerned, as they are, and they need to continue to monitor the activities of these groups, because they are a threat. But they, at the same time, politically, in the political landscape in Australia, they are irrelevant. So talking about them too much, I think that gives them too much, or magnifies, exaggerates their real, you know, power, which they don't have.
Matteo Vergani believes more should be done in case any crimes are committed by far-right extremist groups. Yet at the same time, we as a society must also be aware of those people wanting to exit such groups.
Look, regulations are very important. So we know, for example, that banning groups, outlawing groups that represent a threat to a certain country or people, can be effective. Of course, it should be done together with, in association with other activities. So, as I was mentioning before, security agencies need to continue to monitor these groups, because in case they commit any crime, you know, maybe buying an illegal firearm or whatever they do, they need to be immediately, you know, taken to custody and addressed by security agencies. But at the same time, we need a whole of society approach. So we need to create possibilities for people who belong to this group to exit. This is also very important, because, you know, belonging to this type of extremist groups can give even family-like bonds and relationships to people who really maybe are struggling for a long list of personal issues. So giving them the opportunity to exit and to find alternative means to achieve, you know, safety and social relationships and meaning in life, this is very important. But at the same time, it's also very, very important, I think, to send a message that these type of ideas are not allowed, and they are harmful in our society. So it's really important also to have more regulations, I think, both online and offline, to counter and limit and mitigate the diffusion of these ideas.
Well, that's it for this episode of our NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Gary Murray, Aboriginal Elder and the executive of the Victorian Traditional Owners Land Justice Group. And thanks to Matteo Vergani, Senior Lecturer in Sociology at Deakin University. And if you want to listen to more of our podcasts like Take It Black or Ballin' Out, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.